Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Camlia Podcast, powered by Webcam Startup. I'm Ari Saunders, the CEO of Webcam Startup and Camlia Podcast. This is episode 140. If you'd like to follow along with me, you can check the YouTube description below if you're watching on YouTube. If you aren't watching on YouTube and you're listening to one of our many syndicated podcasting sites, you can go to camlianpodcast.com and find episode number 140 to follow along with me. Pornhub is having a November 2020 Viewer's Choice Contest. The theme is Toys in Us. Funny. Just for Fans adds travel dates to Finder. The travel dates will help models utilize the Finder search engine to meet up with models that are traveling in their area. Cam4 is having a profile contest, which ends on November 30th. The profile contest will be giving 50 tokens to all UK and Australian models who complete their profile page. Flirt for Free has updated their main page layout. It reduces the text over profile pictures and adds a new flyout with model information. Just for Fans has added new features to the fan club, including live camming. All-in-One Fan Club Just for Fans rolled out two new features. One of the updates is designed to help members find their favorite content, and the other aims to help models maximize their tip earnings on live camming. Bonga Cams has unveiled new streaming console. Models will still have the option to use the old Bonga Cams design if they prefer it. I was doing so good. I was getting through it. I hadn't said I hadn't stuttered, and there we go. Streamate joins Pineapple Support as a platinum sponsor. Just for Fans has partnered with FSC for an Inspire webinar on November 12th. Performers that are looking to maximize their income on the site can attend the webinar and learn to maximize their income on Just for Fans. It will be hosted by porn star and FSC industry relations advocate Lotus Lane, as well as Dominic Ford of Just for Fans. Cam4 amateurs will be available to watch on tube sites through the Wolf Wagner Network. Cam Girlfriend, the Chatterbait YouTube comedy series, has snagged a Mainstream Web Show Award nomination. 2021 Transgender Erotica Awards pre-nominations close on November 13th. The 2021 event will be presenting some interesting challenges for the T organizers, but they have vowed to proceed with the one and only award show dedicated to the accomplishments of performers and producers in the trans adult industry. StripChat has launched Oralytics, an AI technology for all performers. Pornhub pays 100% on video sales on models' birthdays. Any models who sell clips through the Model Hub platform will make 100% payout on their video sale for their birthday. SoCams is having a nifty November contest that ends on November 14th, and it launches with a total prize pool of 6,300 tokens. Clips for Sale is having a Happy Holidays clip promotion. It ends on January 5th, 2021. It will be their November and December promotion, and the theme is simply Happy Holidays. Trademarking your performer name and alias. The unauthorized use of your performer name can hurt your reputation, and we've written up a quick little guide on how to trademark your performer name or alias to make sure that nobody is operating under your name. Streamate private camming alternatives. We wrote up a directory of some alternatives to the popular private camming site, Streamate. Instagram has updated its content policies. They have finally accepted submissions for the oversight board to review. At first glance, the changes may seem like they will give a huge boost to sex workers who have been unfairly treated, but it is unlikely that either of these changes will make much of a difference. Customer service tips for Kale models. Our wonderful contributor and staff news writer, Katie Churchill, has written up a guide on customer service tips for camming models. COVID collaborations, keep your distance while keeping your income. Alec Hardy submitted a piece with interesting ideas on how to collaborate with other performers while you are social distancing and stuck at home. How to market toys on cam and in clips. Yet another piece submitted by our contributor, Alec Hardy, and it talks about using your performer traffic to promote toy affiliate programs to help generate more income. That is all for this week's episode of the Camlian Podcast. I apologize for it being a little bit late. YouTube unfortunately gave us a community guideline strike due to one of the links. Even though it did not lead to an adult source, it was appealed successfully but it took a little while for them to actually go through with the appeal. We will be live for our webinar on the 15th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. We will be doing our makeup day for the 6th webinar on that day as well. So it will be full of lots of topics, and it'll probably be a little bit longer than our usual ones, but I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you on Thursday of next week for your weekly update of the CamLand podcast.